This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden said the United States will respond to a drone strike in Jordan on Sunday that killed at least three U.S. military personnel and wounded about three dozen others. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
President Biden called it a tough day and said those responsible will be held to account after news that a drone strike being blamed on Iranian-backed militants struck a U.S. installation in northeast Jordan near the Syrian border. Insiders say Tower 22 houses mostly engineering, logistics, and security troops who were likely sleeping at the time of the attack. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Turkish authorities on Sunday captured two gunmen who shot one person dead during a service at a church in Istanbul who are believed to be tied to the Islamic State. That's according to Turkey's interior minister, who earlier said the attack, which Ankara condemned, took place at the Italian Santa Maria Catholic Church, and that one Turkish citizen who was targeted by the gunman was killed while attending the morning service. Earlier, Islamic State claimed responsibility for the attack in a statement on Telegram, saying it was in response to a call by the group's leaders to target Jews and Christians. Israel's southern border with Gaza was a scene of contrasts on Sunday, with tanks seen moving against the backdrop of flowers in bloom. Two senior officials with U.S. President Joe Biden's administration said U.S. negotiators were making progress on a potential agreement under which Israel would pause military operations against Hamas for 2 months in exchange for the release of more than the 100 remaining hostages. This